First, it was the federal government. Now, the University of Melbourne has issued an apology to the forgotten Australians. The reason? Medical experiments performed on children in state care. In an email to staff and students, the university's vice-chancellor expressed particular regret for the part played by researchers linked to the institution. But some forgotten Australians say the story shouldn't end there. They're calling on all educational institutions to investigate whether, and to what extent, their researchers were involved in such practices. The call is being backed by Senator Jan McLucas. She chaired a Senate inquiry which looked at the use of children in care for medical experiments. Barbara Miller reports.
Following the revelations in the Nuremberg trials of the extent to which Nazi doctors had experimented on children, a code of conduct was developed for obtaining consent in medical research. In the following decades, that code was refined, and nowadays many countries, including Australia, have their own strict guidelines for the use of children in medical experiments. Before that, though, it was fairly common practice for children in care in particular to be used in experiments, usually without consent. In 2004, the Queensland Labor Senator Jan McLucas chaired a Senate inquiry into the experiences of the forgotten Australians.
I think it was quite surprising to all of the committee members the extent of use of children for a range of trials, of vaccines, of other medical procedures, including horrifically enforced gynecological examination of young girls. As almost routine, it happened in a lot of states in Australia. Drugs were provided to children under approved trials, events that would never happen nowadays, of course. But it was rather extensive and fairly shocking.
In some of the material sourced by the Senate inquiry, a researcher from the University of Melbourne is named as being involved in experiments using children in care. The university has now issued an apology to the forgotten Australians. In an email sent to staff and students, the Vice-Chancellor, Glyn Davis, said it was appropriate that the university took the occasion to express its deep regret for the part played by researchers linked to its community in vaccination research trials conducted after World War II using children in orphanages as subjects. The email says that the counselling services of the university are available to forgotten Australians who are part of its community. Leonie Sheedy, the president of Care Leavers Australia Network, says that's not good enough.
I read the press release and it said that counselling would be available, but there was no number given for people to contact. So how serious are they at offering support and counselling to these people who have been used as experiments?
Steve Quinn was in a Church of England boys' school at Carlingford in New South Wales in the early 1960s. He believes he may have been a subject in a scientific experiment of some kind. He's calling on all universities and institutions to take a good look at their records.
When I contacted one university, they told me that the professor who had run the program had died and that person's records had been thrown out. Well, I don't think that's good enough. And I was concerned that that institution and probably others will want to hide this information for legal reasons, because obviously if they've done this without getting permission from people, they could be sued. I think they've got to now be prepared to put those legal concerns aside, go back and find whatever they can find and make a real effort to dig the information out and let people know.
That's a call being backed by Senator Jan McLucas.
I welcome this move from the University of Melbourne to recognise that their researchers in the past have violated, in my view, these children. But there is more that can be done. Our committee recommended that any institution at all that holds records about any child who was kept in care should make those records freely available to people who are institutionalised, and not only just make them available, they should go out of their way to try and locate people. I think that Monday's momentous historic event probably has tweaked some consciences around the country, and to that effect, I encourage other institutions who may hold information to take this step, to apologise and then act on that apology.
PM contacted the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute in Melbourne, which was identified in the Senate inquiry as having used children in care for experiments, to ask if they would also consider offering an apology to the forgotten Australians. The Institute did not respond to the request.
Barbara Miller.